The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, we are rolling right through a Monday afternoon. Thanks so very much for being with us as we return to another week of broadcast about business here in Central Iowa, nationwide, and around the globe. We're going to get real local here for just a moment because in studio with us is our friend, our new friend, newest friend, as a matter of fact. We just met him moments ago. His name is Mike Holmes, and he is El Presidente of the Iowa Restaurant Association, which means, of course, that he spent hundreds of millions of dollars running for that office and now occupies a place in history for time immemorial. Welcome, Mike. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Big thing there, right? This whole presidency
You
thing?
Make me sound a lot more important than I really am, but I'll take it.
You're carrying the gavel, man. out of order. All right, the Iowa Restaurant Association has been very helpful here to the Business News Hour. We've been collecting they have been collecting for us our restaurants of the week, which is a regular Friday session that we do. And then this popped up on our screen that you guys were doing this this food gala this week, and so we wanted to get you guys in and talk a little bit about it. What's going on, Michael?
Well, it's our annual celebration of everything restaurants in Iowa. Earlier in the day, we have a big luncheon with members of the association, followed by our award ceremony. And then to cap it off, we have the Dine Iowa Grand Tasting Gala. It takes place this Thursday from 6 to 8.
It's coming right up.
Coming right up at in the atrium at Capitol Square, just downtown in Des Moines. And pretty much entails we have chefs from around the state. There'll be 8 chefs there. Each sampling food, everybody comes in. You eat as much as you like. There'll be wine and beer tastings
Get
as well.
Here.
And
yeah.
Live music, all kinds of fun stuff. Of course, the obligatory silent auction
of course,
goes on
gotta have
as
that.
Well and all that.
So, and all this is a fundraiser, isn't it, for the Iowa Restaurant Association?
It raises money to support restaurants in Iowa and the education foundation that we do as well with our ProStar program. And those things.
My bride and I went to the, what was it called? It was the mixology.
Yes.
Mixology night. It was Vivian's here in town. And that was fascinating, you know, to see all these mixologists go to work from all over the state. And it was a great evening. And we had a little food and we were just sampling all the stuff and great stuff. And so people get to do the same thing, but it's food-centered this time.
Same thing and food-centered. And the champions from Mixology will be there as well, pouring their award-winning drinks.
All right. There you go. So, we got a lot of stuff going on. And this is all on Thursday evening from 6 to 8.
Thursday evening, 6 to 8.
Now, you got some sponsors that make all of this possible.
Yeah. Two of the biggest sponsors that really make it happen are the Iowa Beef Council and the Soy Foods Council. Every dish that will be prepared there has to have one of those two components.
Uh-huh.
Either,
get your protein.
Either you get your steak and get your soy in.
Nice.
And they've been main sponsors for the past 6 years that I can remember. And, boy, the food, you'd be surprised.
Oh,
people
sure.
say, I don't like tofu. I don't like soy. You don't know until you've come and tried what these creative chefs can do.
Mike Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the Iowa Restaurant Association, the upcoming food tasting gala that's taking place downtown Des Moines at Capitol Square on Thursday evening between 6 and 8 o'clock. Well, Mike, when you do things like that and you say, okay, we're having restaurants from across the state, that's kind of a nice thing to allow chefs from outside of the Des Moines Metro to come and show their wares as well and kind of bounce up what's going on in other parts of the country.
It is, and there's so many creative people in the state. Everybody thinks Iowa's just Des Moines, and it's not. Last year, our two winners in this event, Chef Nick Gunn from Sioux City was the overall winner, and our People's Choice winner was Chef Jason from the Hotel Julian in Dubuque.
So, yeah.
It is a statewide competition and a statewide event We host it here in Des Moines because it's easiest for everybody to get to.
Sort of centrally located, sort of.
Yep.
But, you know, the Hotel Julian, boy, I have stories about the Hotel Julian back before they had renovated that place. And that was back in the day. 1982, I think, was the first time I stepped foot in the hotel. 81, I think it was. It's first. Oh, yep. Boy, it's changed a bunch.
It's a super cool place.
It is. Very nice. Well, all of Dubuque has what they've done with the riverfront. And
the aquarium and all that. And
the economic development is just super. We're talking with Mike Holmes, ladies and gentlemen. He is part of the Girlman Enterprises, and that would be our friend Bruce from Splash, and also the Jethro outfit.
Yep.
Any of your chefs doing anything?
Not this year. We've won in the past.
Oh, that's because you're president. So, you should have just said, hey, all of our guys are going because we're going to win this thing.
No. our executive chef, Dominic Iamorelli, has won. He's actually been presented with the honor of Chef of the Year, which is some of the awards were given away at our awards ceremony. And they won 3 years back with a steak dish, and we made a caprese salad.
Very good.
But we made a tofu mozzarella and fooled everybody. Everybody thought it was real cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, he's talented man. But those are the kind of unique and real special things that you can expect.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, you are invited to take part in this. This is really a kind of a neat thing. And you can eat to your contentment and have some samples of other goodies. And it's all happening in Capitol Square. Now, there is a fee to go because this is a fundraiser, after all.
It's a fundraiser. Tickets are only $50. You get a full night of food and fun, like I said, with live entertainment and
what else
pretty much everything
you
can eat and drink. So.
Yeah, and you're right, comparatively.
Yep.
And you don't have to tip anybody. but if you want to, you can. So I suspect it's much like mixology, where everybody goes, gets a ticket. And then they can vote for the people's choice?
They sure can. So the eight chefs will each have their samples. You can go around and have as many samples as you want. If you like one,
bring it on.
Hey, go back and get seconds.
Yeah.
But you will get a ticket to vote for the people's choice. We'll announce those winners at the end of the night. And like I said, with that, we've got people sampling beer and wine.
Yeah. And sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
It really is. And one of the questions that obviously comes to mind, you just had the mixology night and now you're doing the food night. Why are they so close together? Just because of the time of the year?
It's time of the year, and we do events throughout the year. So mixology kind of goes on. We have different stages we do before we get to the finals.
Right.
In the spring, we have a big education foundation fundraiser, the Taste of Elegance that we do, which solely supports ProStart, which is our grassroots high school program. And then we do a golf outing. We do this event. And I mean, it sounds like they all run together, but there's something going on every couple of months.
I can imagine so. Yeah. He is the president, ladies and gentlemen, of the Iowa Restaurant Association, representing how many restaurants? Any idea how many are under your wing?
For us, in particular, we have 9.
No, I mean for the association.
Oh, in the association, we have 550 members. Wow. But there are over 2,000 restaurants and bars in the state of Iowa.
You know, we're with Mike Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking about the gala that's coming up on Thursday. But one of the things that I have become aware of through the magazine for the Iowa Restaurant Association, I'm so grateful to get that, is a couple of months ago, there was this article about Dram Shop. And how that affects only restaurants. And it just doesn't seem, you know, when that was written, that law was written, I can let you talk about it, but when that law was written, that's been decades ago, and you could only buy stuff in the bars, but now you can get it at a rest stop off the exit.
Yeah, Dram Shop is it's going to be one of our key legislative points coming up this year. We've been working on it for years, actually, but that law was written right after Prohibition was repealed and back when you could only buy liquor from a liquor store.
And a state-owned liquor store.
Yeah, state-owned, state-run liquor store. That's where it started, this three-tier liquor system that the state still continues to do. But now you can buy alcohol pretty much anywhere. Every corner, gas station, grocery store.
Yeah, you pull off of the interstate and you can get it at the local convenience store.
With the Dram Shop, we're just looking to make things on a level playing field and equal. And and give ourselves the chance. Right now, there's very few insurers that want to do business in the state of Iowa when it comes to dram shop. And anyone that has a liquor license is required to carry it. So
what happens with that, then, prices would go up because there's not much competition?
Yeah, well, there's almost zero competition because nobody wants to share. We have members that are taverns only, that don't have food, that some of them are paying up to $50,000 a year just in insurance premiums, just to carry the minimum.
And
that just kills a business.
Yeah, sure. And what's really difficult about this, Mike, is that, I mean, if, God forbid, somebody, and we've seen too much of this, where somebody jumps in a vehicle and they do harm to themselves or to others. And it's kind of hard sometimes to pinpoint where that level, where, who was involved, where did the person get inebriated? Well,
what happens now, or the way the law is written now, is that it goes back to the restaurant or the bar that you were at. So let's say you and I went out today and we had a beer at lunch. Mm-hmm. And then you decided you were going to have fun today, and you went to the drugstore and got yourself a 12-pack. And then you sat in your car and drank that, and then you went across the street to the grocery store, decided you need another 6-pack.
Wow.
And you drank that, and you were having a lot of fun. Then, God forbid, you got in your car and got in an accident and caused harm to somebody. It goes all the way back to the restaurant
where
you just had
lunch.
The one beer.
Wow.
And it doesn't include the other places along the way. And we just want to either reform the law, and make it fair and level, or just flat out repeal it. But repeal isn't going to happen, so it's a matter of reforming it and giving a level playing field for everybody.
Mike Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't mean to go down that path, but anytime I get an executive from the Iowa Restaurant Association, I really like to bring this up because you look at some of the things that are fair or not fair, and this just doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do.
And it's packaging, too, because they're selling drinks in individual serving portions right at the checkout stand, right where you're paying, airline bottles.
I'm with you.
Frozen packets of margaritas and, mini servings of wine that include the glass as the cap. And it just needs to be a level playing field.
Got it. Mike Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, we went down that path pretty quickly, didn't we? It's all about the Iowa Restaurant Association. But the main topic of indication is the upcoming gala for food. It happens on Thursday, and we will have links so that you can figure out how to get tickets to this event that happens on Thursday evening. Mike, thanks for dropping by and doing this.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Especially for
easy
a president,
enough.
Man.
Well, hey, that's why I carry the gavel.
That's exactly right. We'll see. We'll be checking out his tweets a little bit later on. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. We can tell you it was a stellar day, so they speak. And then we're going to be talking with Laura Kennard about networking and social media for business. It's coming up.